Hi, this is Scott Burton, a producer at the K2 radio stations. On the Thursday of the 40th annual Alaska Folk Festival, members of the Overby family band, Jason and Rachel Overby and Tel Shimei, dropped by the station and we had a fun conversation. In addition to life and music in Alaska, they spoke about their involvement with three different band configurations, including the Overby family band, Spirit of the Red City, and Ode to the Roads. We started by listening to the recording of Freight Train from the Ode to the Roads CD. That's the Overby Family Band, and I've been joined by some members of the Overby Family Band here in the studio. Welcome, you three.
Howdy.
Hi.
So let's go around. Please introduce yourself and tell us how you're related to the Overby family and what you do in the band.
Well, I'm the oldest son of Charlie Overby. My name's Jason Overby, and this is my sister, Rachel Overby.
Hi, I'm Rachel Louise Overby, and I'm the youngest of the three kids. I'm the baby.
What instrument do you play, Rachel?
Oh, I play the upright bass.
Oh, and I play the guitar and kazoo and sing. And Telsha, my fiance.
I'm also here. Yeah, I'm Telsha May. And I play the clarinet and sing. And I'm related to the band through Jason now.
Well, welcome to Juneau. Where are you from?
We live in the town of Sutton. It's a small town near Palmer in south central Alaska.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's where we met, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, last year at Granite Creek, an awesome festival.
Yeah.
And your family's a big part of that festival, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we kind of spearheaded the very first one, and since then we've just been responsible for building the stage, and our friend Bonnie has been in charge of the booking.
Oh, I love the stage. It's a flatbed trailer, right?
Flatbed trailer with scaffolding, and then it's complete with blue tarp. So it's a big, big, real big stage.
My dad's got a picture that he looks at for a reference, and that's the only way that we know how to put it back together. He's got this little tiny picture, and he looks at it, steps back, and examines how everything's set up.
And some Asian carpets hung in the back for some atmosphere.
It actually looks great, and it functions great And it's just, it's everyone, I think everyone who comes really appreciates the makeshiftness of it.
All right. I did. I loved it. I felt like I was in somebody's living room when we were playing there.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So tell us about life in Sutton. What keeps y'all busy?
We work on log cabins as a family, so we actually don't.
We're so sick of each other.
And, you know, just kind of just Alaskan life.
I work for the public library and do a lot of work with the youth in Sutton. We've all sort of gotten involved in the lives of the local teenagers and younger age kids. That keeps us really busy.
That was Telsha.
And we're all building houses in Sutton right now. My dad, he lives about a mile from each of our properties, and he's got a sawmill, and he knows how to build anything out of anything. So we just come to him and kind of ask him questions. And Jason's almost done with his house, and me and my partner Tyler and my sister Alyssa all own 3 acres and we're not almost done with our house, but, you know, working on it.
So yeah, when we're not playing music, we're just doing food and working on our house.
Okay. Where does music come into it? How did it come into your family, and how do you spend time with it?
Well, we kind of grew up with bluegrass music. My dad is a bass player and guitar player, and he just, you know, every time a festival would come around, we'd be there, or musicians would be coming in, staying at our house every night and playing music, and just grew up around music. He actually was the DJ for Cabin Radio, a bluegrass radio show up in Alaska back in the 80s.
Yeah, so he got us involved. Jason's been playing music the longest, and he's been playing since he was like a teenager. And then in 2009, I was 19 and my sister was 20, and he convinced us to start playing music.
Play the first Granite Creek Festival. So that's actually when it started that festival for us.
It was 2008 or 2009. But so that was the first year that we were a band and the first time that Alyssa and I had ever played any instruments. And it's kind of been history since then.
Yeah. And what's it like? So I saw the video on Indie Alaska,
yeah.
Right? That was a great video of y'all. And I see you all hanging out somewhere playing tunes. Does that happen a lot?
Pretty much every week at least, you know, sometimes twice a week. Yeah, we do that a lot.
And I still say that that's our most favorite place to play music, and where we sound the best is at home in the kitchen. Usually people sit in the kitchen.
My dad's got a really nice sounding kitchen.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Like kitchens, sometimes bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go to a party. Why are there 15 people in the bathroom right now? So how would you describe the kind of music that you play?
The type of stuff that we're playing right now is called jug band music, I guess you'd call it. And it's just stuff from the 20s and 30s. It's got a lot of blues influence and a lot of folk influence and jazz influence. And
you had said your dad had a background in bluegrass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did it lead to jug band music?
I guess it started with bluegrass, and then I started liking old timey music, and then I started liking jug band music, and that's kind of my trajectory.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the first song that we heard off your CD?
It was Freight Train, and a lot of folks know that one. And sure. We just kind of do it a little swingier, and that's kind of, jug band music has a little more swing in it, I think.
Okay. What should we listen to next?
Well, gee, I hadn't thought about it. Let's see. Let's listen to some gospel stuff. I really like Whispering Hope. Do you guys want to hear that one?
Sure.
Okay, track 8 on Overby Family Band.
Okay.
So this is kind of more what it sounds like when we're hanging out in our kitchen. This is just me and my dad playing and Rachel on the bass, and we could do this for hours.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. With a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word, whispering hope. Soul. the dusk of the twilight, dim be the regions afar. Will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? Whispering hope,
whispering
hope. Oh, how well.
So that's your dad singing the low part, and yeah. Are you singing the high part?
Yeah, we'll try hard to get him out here next year. This is our first time to Juneau, so we thought we'd better come and see what it's all about. And I think we can convince him to come back next year.
Good. What are some of your first impressions?
We love it. It's a really, really, really cute town. You guys do a really nice job keeping it looking nice. And
it looks like a movie set.
It looks kind of like a movie set. It doesn't, I better not say it doesn't feel like Alaska, but it, to me it doesn't feel like
my... The best parts of Alaska.
It feels like the best parts of Alaska. That's what I need to say.
We are always looking for old architecture, and that's missing in a lot of the valley where we live. So yeah. We really appreciate the beauty of the architecture, mixed in with the mountains and the trees. It's really pretty here.
We're excited to come back every year after this.
Oh, good, good. I think you're going to have a great time. Yeah. This is your first folk festival, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll be playing on the main stage at the Bicentennial?
Centennial Hall.
The Centennial Hall at 7:30 on Friday night. Mm-hmm. We're playing at the Red Dog Saloon on Thursday night, the Rendezvous Friday night, and the Rockwell on Saturday night. And each of those places we're playing until closing time. So come on down and shake a leg. And it's going to be tons of fun jug band music with Jason Norris is going to be playing with us. And then my uncle, Knut Tunga, who people may
Tunga.
Know. Tunga.
And Jason Norris. Jason yeah. Chuck Norris.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's
gonna be rowdy. Couple powerhouses right yeah. there. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so great to have you all in town.
Yeah.
What else can I ask you?
Well, in addition to doing the jug band music, which you guys heard and which we're going to be playing this week, my sister, both my sisters and I, and our trombone player, who's my sister's fiance, are all in a band that travels down in the States a lot. We've done probably 12 or 13 national tours down there, and we've been together for 6 years. And we just released a record. The name of that band is called Spirits of the Red City, and you can find us in all the usual places online. So we're going to maybe play a track from that band.
What's a good track to play on that one?
I like the track called Mine. Yeah, okay. And so maybe I can convince these guys to come to Juneau sometime.
All right, well, thank you three very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Scott.
It's great to have you in Juneau. I highly recommend anyone going out to see them. They'll be all over town all weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Howdy and shake. Say hi. Here's Mine.
I said that I would write you in the mornings of the day. hole in my hand. All my love fell through. All my love fell through. At your feet on the ground. How could you have been mine?